Now, bottom trawlers are fishing gears, big industrial trawlers that rest on the bottom of the ocean as they search for fish, plowing the bottom of the ocean.
The ocean floor, of course, is where so much of the carbon is stored. It comes from the sea animals and their droppings.
And they can be kept there for hundreds of years if we don't disturb the bottom. And then comes the trawlers and they plow it and the carbon comes back up. Increases climate change and messes up our weather.
So what is the carbon footprint of these giant fishing trawlers?
The amount of carbon released by bottom trawlers globally is equivalent to the CO2 that is pumped out by the aviation industry. Think about that.
Wow, the fishing trawlers release as much carbon as the entire aviation industry?
Yes, so if we take them out, we'll save climate and improve the habitat so there will be more fish.
Why more fish?
What we find, all the research, and it's in this paper, as the world warms up, the ocean absorbs a lot of heat, and fish are like people. They have a range of temperature where they are comfortable. If it's too hot in your room, you open your window. It cools you down. The fish don't have this. If the temperature of the water they are in is getting too hot, they follow the cold water. So fish are leaving countries around the equator towards the poles, which means you are losing your livelihood also. So it's really crucial to take down climate change, and African countries can have a moral authority to push the world to do this, because really, Africans don't pollute much, but Africans really face the consequences from climate change, which will make the continent unlivable, which will be terrible and unfortunate, not only for Africans, but the world at large. So thinking comprehensively, what actions can we take in order to reduce climate change and get more food and also protect biodiversity? This is what this paper has outlined for the world and continents like Africa.
You said that you've seen the lessons of your own life story mirrored in this approach to stewardship. You grew up in Africa.
Absolutely. When I was growing up, our parents, our communities actually know how to sacrifice something today in order to get something tomorrow. Working hard day and night to make sure their daughter or son gets education in order to support the family and the community. And this is what we're talking about here. If you are not willing to really make some effort and make sacrifice today, your condition is going to continue getting worse. If we are brave enough to do what our mothers and aunties and our uncles and fathers have done through history, we will be in a better place. And that is what this protection of the ocean, 30% of it, is all about.
And just to connect this back to the trawlers for a second, aside from the carbon, I understand that what they do creates so much waste. It must be quite heartbreaking for you to see all that.
But I give you one example. Years ago, I was flown to Senegal to be part of the movie, The End of the Line. It's been described as the inconvenient truth of the ocean. We got on the boat one evening tracking a bottom trawler. Man, this thing broke my heart, because these guys, they are looking for shrimp, because shrimp is very valuable. Anything else they catch, they throw overboard. And we're following them with our little boat and seeing all these amazing animals being thrown out and destroyed. We collected some of them, came to the shore and did a barbecue with locals and have a pretty nice dinner. This is what they were wasting. And this breaks hearts. So yeah, this is tough. But my own way of tackling this is we have to be optimistic. We have to keep pushing. Because if this makes all of us give up, then we're really going to go down, right? And remember, those who came before us. In fact, there are some of us who are thinking Africa should probably be the conservation continent, modern conservation that works for the people and works for nature and do well as we do that.